January the 11th. These have no firm root. Luke 8:13. Examine yourself this morning by the light of this text. You have received the word with joy. Your feelings have been stirred and a lively impression has been made. Remember, though, that to receive the word in the ear is one thing, but to receive Jesus into your very soul is quite another. Superficial feeling is often joined to inward hardness of heart, and a lively impression of the word is not always a lasting one. In the parable of the seed and the sower, in one case the seed fell upon ground having a rocky bottom, covered over with a thin layer of soil. When the seed began to take root, its downward growth was hindered by the hard stone. It used all its strength to push its green shoot into the air as high as it could, but having no inward moisture derived from root nourishment, it withered away. Is this how it is with me? Have I been making a good show in the flesh without having a corresponding inner life? Good growth takes place upward and downward at the same time. Am I rooted in sincere faithfulness and love for Jesus? If my heart remains unsoftened and unfertilized by grace, the good seed may germinate for a short while, but it will ultimately wither, for it cannot flourish in a rocky, unbroken, and unsanctified heart. Let me fear the kind of godliness that is as rapid in growth and as lacking in endurance as Jonah's plant. Jonah 4:6-7. Let me count the cost of being a follower of Jesus. Luke 14:28. Above all, let me feel the energy of His Holy Spirit, and then I will possess an abiding and enduring seed in my soul. If my mind remains as stubborn as it was by nature, the sun of trial will scorch, and my hard heart will help to cast the heat more fiercely upon the poorly covered seed. My religion will soon die, and my despair will be terrible. Therefore, O heavenly sower, plough me first, and then cast the truth into me. Let me yield for you a bountiful harvest.